On the radio, you can't tell who's wearing drag. That is, unless you hear them brushing their platinum blonde bouffant wig, cranking out the hairspray. That's drag queen Trixie Mattel, who dropped by our NPR West studios to tell our co-host Ari Shapiro about her new album.
I don't usually ask guests what they're wearing, but for Trixie Mattel, I made an exception. How big is the wig that you're wearing?
It's big. There's a few feet off my head. Today I was in an Uber black SUV, and I still had to sit on the floor.
Trixie Mattel won the RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars competition in 2018, and today she's got her fingers with those long press-on nails in a lot of different pots. There's a Netflix show called I Like to Watch with her Drag Race co-star Katya.
The Crown is an incredible show where we're changing lives by bringing correctional dentistry to rural areas.
There's a popular YouTube series called
Hi, I'm the presidential candidate who's also an optometrist, Trixie 2020 Mattel.
There's a book, a makeup line, a live comedy tour, a documentary, and also albums.
Mama, don't make me put on the dress again. I can't stand the way it opens when I spin.
Trixie Mattel came to our studios at NPR West to talk about her new album, Barbara, and she was in a reflective mood.
Being one of the most famous drag queens in the world is still only about as much fame as, like, going home first on The Voice in, like, 2010. You know what I mean?
Like, I'll confess I can't remember who that was.
Exactly. Like, we don't get special treatment.
I mean, you get $100,000, if I'm not mistaken.
What is it going to get me in L.A.? Age Rewind concealer and a vitamin water? That's it. Doing drag is great, but you never are really a real celebrity.
Let's talk about your album, Barbara, which, for the first half of it at least, sounds totally different from everything else you've done. You've always been in kind of like a folk country mode, and you kick this off with a song called Malibu, which is pure bubblegum pop.
Been around for a long time now, I guess. Came around for a one night thing and I never left.
I love it. I mean, I think the key here is, yes, there's a genre shift. Yes, I've stepped a little bit to the left. It still has my fingerprints all over it.
Yes.
I started playing guitar around the time of, like, Avril Lavigne, Michelle Branch, Blink-182. So I've always loved rock music that has really sugary, sweet harmonies and lyrics.
So tell me about the experience after writing a couple albums of Americana to try on a different look musically.
Well, I mean, for a crossdresser, selling folk music, I mean, that's got to be the hardest thing to sell, right?
Right.
So I was like, if I can sell that, plugging the guitars in isn't going to be that far-fetched. I mean, some of the tracks even have like a B-52s vibe on the record. A lot more mod, a lot more Austin Powers, Beach Party, and 60s, but therefore kind of 90s at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the B-side is this, like, most of the people have left the beach, it's around the campfire, this is like the soft music that you get a little stoned to.
Put our hands together.
That's me singing.
Key into a cage. Every story started when I found you on the page, and I still remember where.
I don't know if you're allowed to like your own music this much, but
you are.
How I burn my tongue when the ceiling caved in. Where do you go when the gold is gone? When the old front lawn's turning gray.
This lyric right here is so good.
Will you grow from those cold blood wrongs?
Will you grow from those cold blood wrongs? Oh my God. Emily Bronte, scalp.
Walt Whitman rolling over in his grave.
Forgotten, canceled.
They start to play. Do-do-do-do-do.
Tell me about the title of the album, Barbara. Where does that come from? Is it a coincidence that you have an enormous Barbie collection?
Yeah. It's the name of America's favorite 11.5-inch fashion doll. And it was sort of her name before she moved to California and became Barbie. She's from a fictional city in Wisconsin called Two Willows, I think, or Willows, Wisconsin.
Is this true?
Yes, and I'm from
a real city in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so it's sort of based on that. And also the etymology of the word, I believe it's Greek, and it means strange woman. What's more of a strange woman than a drag queen, right?
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
You've got this gorgeous, pure white guitar.
Beautiful, right?
As the driven snow. Will you pull it out and play something for us?
Sure. Oh, there's this great cover on the record.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God.
Tell us about it. It's by a band called Lavender Country, which I had not heard of before this.
Yes, Lavender Country. This gentleman named Patrick.
Oh, his name is Patrick Haggerty, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In 1971, Patrick and his band of, like, kind of misfits. There's a queer woman in the band. There's Patrick, who's gay as the day is long. He puts the record out in the back of a magazine that's like a gay rag where you can send in, I think, probably $5 and get a vinyl mailed to you.
Huh.
They pressed 1,000 of them. The 1,000 went like overnight. People loved it.
Wow.
But get this, the critical response from the masses was so like anti-gay. It basically got him blacklisted from music and even from finding a day job for like 8 years.
Wow.
Patrick was with me in the studio. We talked about the meaning of the song.
Hmm.
And Patrick was like, well, you have to understand, I was the first batch of gay men to come out. So we didn't know how to be intimate and love one another and look each other in the eye and be honest. We only knew how to, like, hook up. And I was like, well, I hate to break this to you, Patrick. Gay people are still like this.
So this song, I Can't Shake the Stranger Out of You, is kind of an homage to those who paved the way.
Yeah, it's great. He let me kind of put my own spin on it. I added some ooze. It's one of the best tracks I've ever made, I think. Can you hear me?
It's gorgeous.
Well, you're not saying ooh and ah, so...
Oh, I'm supposed to say the ooh and ah right now?
You're supposed to be like, oh my God.
Oh, Trixie, you're the best guitar player I've ever heard.
Thank you. I see you stepping high with your tight blue jeans on, strutting like a button-down paragon. I reckon you're looking for some necking, yes I do. Climb right up into my major, but let me warn you about one small danger, babe. I can't shake the stranger out of you, and out of you, and out of you, and out of you. I know you're crying.
That's so beautiful.
We're sitting there and I'm like, you know, I'm worried about selling my record. It's my third record and hope people like it, hope they buy it. And he, like, reality checked me so hard. He was like, really? Because I had friends be murdered by police for being gay and no one said anything. So, like, it was a very enriching experience because Patrick kind of reminded me that there's more of a mission behind this than getting likes and making money.
Yeah.
Now, don't tell anybody that I had a feeling and that I had a sincere moment.
We'll make sure not to put this part on the radio.
Yeah.
Trixie Mattel, congratulations on all of your great success. It's been so fun talking with you. Thank you.
Of course, thank you.
Now to you. Now to you.